This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Something in mind?
We worked on it. He's been doing an amazing job. Really amazing job. I'm really happy with it. With what he's done. Yeah, see, Big Tuck goes into the... he goes into the toilet bowl, smashes it open, water comes out, Jackie jumps up, Piggy runs away. He has his line about the never disposed of his sewage to this toilet before, or whatever he says there. Hello, Daniel. Live, blah, 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 or somewhere here.
Utility belt? Like script utility belt.
A little bit. Damn. It's the, never disposed of sewage with a toilet before. Obvious, really. That's that. 2-0. Your move, you know, that's the very...
Now, that's an exact quote from the book. Yeah. How much of the script?
A lot of the dialogue is. Whenever we can, we go like, you know what? Just say that. Right. Why not? Sometimes it's hard because they're... I mean, it's funny because you think about how serious... When you read the graphic novels, it's like heart attack serious right. In some ways. But then when you get, like, Danny being Big Figure saying, you know... Hurry up, Lloyd. I want to hear this. I want to see this guy. I want to smell this guy cooking. You know, it's got a quality to it that you don't imagine when you read it. Like, you know, when you see it in a movie, it's...
Well, I think dialogue in a comic page works differently than dialogue coming out of your mouth.
But... He's done a great job.
So is this your first time having...
There's Danny right there.
Oh, okay.
What's that?
Is this your first time having media on the set?
It is. You guys are the first. So it's good. Yeah.
How long have you been shooting for?
Month. Month?
We started September 17th.
Yeah. Feels like a year, but it's...
I think on Monday or Tuesday, we're like a third of the way.
Yeah, we tried to.
We did the
Adrian assassination. You know, where he almost gets killed by Roy Chess. That we did that scene. We've done
it. I was going to ask, as a filmmaker, though, is it good to take a break in the middle just to be able to regroup and see where you are and.
Yeah, when we did 300, we had that Christmas. We had the same hiatus at Christmas, which was nice. Because your brain's just jello, and you're like, I don't even know where I am. That's good. It's good. It's good to do. It's kind of fun. Danny's smart. This guy's hilarious. What else can I tell you guys?
Where were you in your life when the book first came out? When your first exposure to the book?
Well, let's see. I guess it was probably my first year of college.
Yeah.
Really?
And you caught it in its first incarnation as a miniseries, not the graphic novel.
I saw it as a miniseries. I didn't read it as a miniseries. I read it as a graphic novel. So I was aware of it, but it was one of those... I was too sort of like... I don't know what. Geeked out with Dark Knight, you know. I didn't think it was like...
Well, that was great.
It wasn't. Yeah, exactly.
And shortly after, it was a Killing Joke. And, you know.
Yeah, so it's...
So, I guess... sorry.
Okay.
I was going to ask you...
Chris, it's not plugged in yet. It's coming. Sorry.
People!
Yeah, that's
good. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing excellent.
All right.
You can talk freely about Zach. He likes it when you know, tell the brutal truth.
Well, if I could talk freely, I would, but
You just
rules with an iron fist.
That's mean. I mean. Get these fucking heaters out of here.
What are y'all doing here?
Journalists.
They're journalists.
Ah, welcome, welcome. Oh, now I see all the red lights. Okay. Wow, look at all the pretty lights.
It's mesmerizing.
It is.
What happens is you start looking at the lights and then you start saying stuff you're not supposed to.
Showing us things you're not supposed to.
Especially this one. He's going like this. So
yeah.
It's like some special hypnosis journalism class.
Once in a while, this red light will pulse. Yeah. And you're supposed to stare right into it.
I feel like I'm in the Andromeda strain all of a sudden.
In the script for the movie, were there any scenes that you obviously added for the film?
Is there anything added?
Big Figure lives.
For example, any action sequences that were not, you know, in the comic, were there any important narrative things that you felt needed to be put in?
I don't know if there is anything that we added. I mean, there are. I mean, like for instance, when Dan and Lori fight their way through the prison a little bit. So there's a little bit more fighting, I think, in the prison than is in the graphic novel. There's a panel where they're fighting. You know, I kind of blew it out a little bit.
We were wondering if there are any sequences where Anne sits around and just reads beneath the hood, just like in between.
I'm not going to say that there's that, but there is some interesting. We're doing something interesting, I think, with that. Not necessarily for the movie, but we can talk about that later. But it's because a lot of the material that's in the sort of the supplemental text that's was really important to me, and I wanted. We tried to lay it in as richly as we could throughout, you know, the whole thing. Just like, you know, there's, we made a poster for like Swingers from Suburbia and like other things like that, you know. And you know, it's always, that stuff's always around because it's so cool, you know.
So I guess we have to ask about the DVD. What are
yeah, I don't even know exactly what's going to be on the DVD, but it's...
Are those kind of extra things?
We're planning, trying to plan for all that kind of stuff.
Are you guys thinking about doing anything web-related?
It's going to be stupid.
Like webisode type of stuff that would help expand on the Watchmen universe?
We are. And that, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say exactly what that is, but there's going to be a fair amount of... There will hopefully be a fair amount of sort of cross-pollination.
Well, I think the first thing, though, is because it has to be working on it, but the big development is that they're going to give us the money to do the Watchmen.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
And we can incorporate that into
the studio.
That's
huge.
That's big. It was a big...
Yeah. I fought hard.
It wasn't really a fight, but it was definitely a campaign to do.
Did you get Gerard?
Sure. I don't know.
You know what? It's a very new development, so we haven't figured out specifically how we're going to do it. They've just agreed to the concept.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be anime or what the hell, how we're going to do it exactly.
It's going to be after the production here.
It will be a, yes, it will be a thing that's done supplementally, and I don't
Whether
know.
It's live action or post or whatever. Yeah.
Yes, I don't know exactly. I still don't know.
Congratulations.
Other than that they said, yeah, I don't know, that's not Black who?
Sure.
Black Freighter? What?
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, apparently people love it. Yeah, pyro movies.
So, can I ask, how...
Is this going to be the movie now?
How has the studio changed with you based on the success of 300? Has it been easier to...
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think that they were super cool with me with 300, I gotta say, because they didn't... They didn't like it at all, as far as it's an uncomfortable film to make, you know, and it's blues. When you see the dailies for 300, it's uncomfortable. If you're paying for it, you'd go, what are we doing? This is ridiculous. These guys are naked. There's no background. This is the worst movie ever. And so they let me just keep going. I guess they kind of didn't have a choice, but still, I felt like they just said, you know what, we're going to trust you to make it cool. And I feel like they think that it did turn out cool. And so
making it rated R, definitely, I think without the success of 300.
It wouldn't have been R, there's no way.
Been able to have
That's for sure. That's for sure. There would be no way. Because they just don't. They're like an R-rated superhero movie. Who's going to go to it?
Adults? I don't think so.
With 300, you had the, you know, the blue screen, and that sort of gave you a bit of freedom. And then with Dawn of the Dead, you were shooting, you know, a mall setting. This, you're creating a whole world from scratch in a lot of ways. I mean, how is that sort of different for you as a filmmaker to be coming in with this universe that you're creating?
It's, you know, it's a challenge, certainly, and it's hard, but it's really super fun. It's... You know, Alex has done an amazing job. McDowell, the production designer. I mean, it's awesome. We took this, you know, the prison. If you guys, when you take a walk down there, it's crazy. And just every bit of it, the reactor room and Manhattan's residence, that stuff is crazy cool. He did such a great job, and it's just fun to film. You know, it's. I don't see it as a liability. It's almost a combination of the two ideas, because Alex has done anything we can think of. It's not, I don't feel like limited by it. But on the other hand, it's not like a location shoot where you're just like, okay, here it is, film it. You know?
Does having it be period make it a little bit more difficult in that?
Well, it makes it more difficult. Just we always have to be conscious of it. I mean, now we're deep in the sort of 85 of it.
Right.
I mean, we've pretty much embraced it.
How are you going to be representing?
I mean, there are going to be, you know, some airships, you know, and stuff like that. A little bit of airship action, you know, Gunga Diner airship. It looks like a big freaking elephant.
For 85, that. Are you going to have, like, are we going to hear pop songs?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I think there's going to be, you know, some Boy George or whatever. You know, there's got to be a little.
Song suggested in the book as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the song suggested in the books. There's tons of that.
Yeah. With
tons
the film,
we did a lot of research with all that music in the book.
Say. With the film being rated R and having such a dark tone, I mean, you're aware that, I mean, this is going to kind of open up your career to a whole new, different audience, a more adult-oriented audience. Like, something, this is like a movie that I would suggest my parents to go see almost.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is a superhero film for an older generation.
Absolutely.
I mean, are you kind of thinking about almost like Oscar in some regards? I mean,
that's hilarious.
No, seriously. I mean,
you got
it was just.
Standing right over there. That's not silly.
No.
Question.
No.
No. I'm just trying to make a movie.
I mean, we could.
I don't know who this Oscar character is, but.
Are you shooting digitally? Are you shooting on film?
I'm shooting on film. Yeah. There's a lot of high speed, you know. It's me still, so it's going to be. You know, there's a little bit of, and I just like, I still think that's the way to go, for me anyway. I mean, we do a DI and all that, but it's a movie, you know.
We love digital production.
We do love digital production. We like shooting on film, finishing digitally,
so
and then projecting digitally.
Without any of the scratch.
That's what I like best. It's still a movie.
Right.
You know? It's not someone's camcorder and it got projected. It's crazy. It's mean, I know, but...
Are you looking... Is this one of these films that you think will end up on an IMAX screen when it comes out?
Well, I know the IMAX guys want it badly, but so we'll... I mean, it'll be interesting.
What?
Might be too long for IMAX. I don't know how they're going to
be plugging it. Yeah.
We don't even know yet how long it is. Honestly, I don't know how long
it is. Warner Brothers saying to you, like, please keep it under...
Oh, of course.
140 or...
Yeah, please... Yeah, make it a movie that's showable in theaters. You know? But I honestly, I don't know. But it feels long right now. The script's long, and so... And I shoot it long, so
you
I don't know.
Add things.
And I add things, so it's...
What is the page count? I mean, talking upwards, 120 plus? Or?
Yeah, it's over. Yeah, absolutely.
Have you sensed any hesitation on Warner Brothers' part? Because it's like, you know, an R-rated period superhero movie. They're like, how are we going to sell this thing to the general public?
I mean, I think that they, you know, I assure them that for whatever it's worth, you know, Watchmen is a movie that... For whatever reason, though it comments on pop culture, it sort of is a movie that... There's very few movies that are pop culture self-aware, you know? And this is, like, one of them. And so I think that it's I hope, anyway, that there is a coolness to that, you know, that I hope is transcendent, you know? It's not just for people who like superhero movies, certainly. It's not just... But although, if you took everyone who likes superhero movies and put them in a room, the room would be pretty freaking huge. So that's not, I don't think, a problem. But, you know, it's... but because it sort of intellectualizes it a little bit, they get scared of that more than anything. Like, oh, great, everyone's going to be snoozing the whole time, you know, while everyone's like, oh, I'm sad, my mother hates me, you know, like, I think that's what they're most nervous of, you know, is the sort of, is it going to be a movie for nobody? Like, is it going to be emotional, so no one wants, like, so action geeks don't like it, or is it going to be too action-y, so people who want more character? I feel like it's a super delicate kind of...
Yeah. So there's some films that will help pave the way for that. I mean, you know, Batman Begins is kind of paved the way for that. Superman Returns, which is...
Batman Begins is barely any action.
At
Comic-Con, you were talking about some fan who had made, like, a Flash version of, like, the entire story or something.
Go on.
Well, I was just going to say, having seen that, like, what did it sort of teach you about, like, what you have to keep in or maybe take out?
What I had seen was basically this guy had prepared this, it was, like, the first 10 pages. What I learned from it was that it's super interesting to watch, first of all. You can watch it. I think it's 5 hours. It clocks out to about 5.5 hours if you do the whole book that way. but it was super riveting to me anyway. I just was floored by how cool it was and totally works. So I guess what I learned is that, you know, you can, not to say the movie's going to be that long, but... you can shoot it that way. And it's
how tough is it to condense sort of like, I mean, this is something that people may or may not be familiar with, origin stories and stuff like that. I mean, how important is that? Is it
origin stories were really important to me, you know, that's, I just like that sort of stuff, and I feel like it makes a lot of sense for the guys, who they are. And so, you know, if you don't have that stuff, it's kind of the one-dimensional version of it. So it's
hard.
Yeah, it's been training.
I was going to say, I almost thought that was fake for a second.
No. He's cut anyway, though. If you see him, like, in...
But, I mean, he's... Since
even
met with him, I mean, the first
he's been training.
He started training in hopes that, you know, he could...
Really?
He's just been so committed.
Zach, we were talking about, you know, Warner Brothers' reactions and stuff like that. What has Warner Brothers' reactions been to the ending? Because I know that some of the original times they tried to do this movie, they've had happy endings.
Yeah.
So you're keeping the ending as is.
I have an ending, even as far as Adrian goes and all that.
Yeah.
I won't say exactly what it is, because I think it's still a movie and you should probably be a little bit of a secret, even though there's a graphic novel. It's difficult because that's one of those things that you imagine. I've read every draft, and in every draft, I don't even know if it's a happy ending or what it's traditional ending. You know, like a more traditional, like this is what happens to the bad guys.
The bad guy gets it.
Yeah. And not in a sequel way.
Right.
You don't keep him alive for that reason, which is a fine line. You know, like, look at the end of Superman. You're like, oh, Lex Luthor's on an island. This is ridiculous. I would have liked him to die, right? That would have been cool. Hang on. You guys ready? And action.
Hold it, guys. Ready?
Yeah, background can rest, right?
Background, go back.
Background, stop. We have it.